The big question everybody asks is, how is it possible that Hashem is interested and cares and is connected to every single Yid? Hashem is the creator of the whole universe. Why does he care about us? Why is he connected to us? The answer is that Hashem is Rachik Mikal Rachik, and he's Karav Mikal Karav. At the same time that Hashem is Rachik Mikal Rachik, he is the furthest thing possible from us, because we're a creation and he's the creator. We're the furthest away. I'm closer to a little bug, because we're both creations, than I am to Hashem. Hashem is Rachik Mikal Rachik. Hashem is the furthest possible thing from anybody in this world. Hashem's Metzias is so far from us. But the Chovas Avavah says at the same time, Hashem is Karav Mikal Karav. Hashem is the closest possible to every single creature, every single human being, every single Yid. Hashem is so close. Hashem is giving it Chias. It's giving it Chayim. Hashem is giving it life. Every single breath you take is from Hashem. So at the same time that Hashem is Rachik Mikal Rachik, Hashem is Karav Mikal Karav. Hashem is the closest possible to us. Hashem is so connected to us, and he cares about us. Even though it's the biggest stira to Rachik Mikal Rachik, Hashem is Karav Mikal Karav. And Reb Shimon Schwab says in his book on Tefillah, unbelievable, that that's the pshat in Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Mim Kaimoy, that the Malachi Asharis are announcing Gufa this stira. The Malachim are saying, Kaddish, 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 Hashem comes down from Lamaila, Kaddish, 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 Malay Chal Haaretz Kavaydai. He brings down from his Rabbi, Rosham Shofar Hirsch, that Kaddish, 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 Hashem comes down, Malay Chal Haaretz Kavaydai, from higher, lower, 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 closer, 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 Malay Chal Haaretz Kavaydai. Hashem is so close to us, like by Avraham Avinu, Hashem was standing, and Hashem told Avraham Avinu to sit. And that's what Medrash says, that Hashem tells us to sit in shul when we say Berachas Kriyas Shema, and he is standing. But at the same time, Hashem is Rachik Mikal Rachik. So the other Malachim come, Bechol Rash Gadol, and attack the first Malachim, and tell them, Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kaimai. Hashem in his Makim is so perfect. He doesn't need this world. He's 100% perfect. He's Lamaila from any Shaychas to this world. And that's the biggest stira that even the Malachi Asharis can't understand. But the stira is so strong that they're attacking with a tremendous kol rash gadol, like an earthquake, like a thunder, like a tremendous tsunami, a tremendous stira, a tremendous bing. These two concepts are the biggest stira shayach, but they're both true in Hashem, even though we don't understand them. Hashem is so, so close to us. He's the closest shayach. He cares so much about us. He's interested in our maisim. He wants our mitzvahs. But at the same time, Hashem is rachik mikol rachik. He is so great, so much lemaila from our understanding. These two concepts together are a stira, but we don't understand Hashem, so it's not a stira. We don't understand Hashem. Hashem is so above our understanding. But Hashem has the ability to be Rachaik, Mikal Rachaik, and still Karav, Mikal Karav. The Malachi Asharis, the Malachim, can't understand it. But these two concepts are facts. And therefore, when we're sitting by Kriyas Shema, we're representing the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. We're representing the fact that Hashem is so close to us. But during Shemona Esrei, when we stand up, we're representing the Amidah that Hashem is so far from us. Baruch Vayda Hashem Kaimai. And this is the same concept in Kriyas Shema. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Hashem is so close to us. Hashem Elokeinu. But then we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. That Hashem's Malchus is perfect. He doesn't need us. He's perfect the way he is. And these two concepts in Hashem is called Terakula, because we have to feel at every minute that Hashem cares about every single one of our maisim. He's interested in us. He's connected to us. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. And he wants us to connect to him back. But at the same time, we're makir that Hashem is rachik mikol rachik. He is so far from us. We have no shaychus to understanding and to even grasping the greatness of Hashem. When we look at the stars, we look at the universe, we look at the sea, we look at all the multitudes of people, every single person looks different. It's shocking. It's unbelievable. It's something that you can't fathom. The greatness, the beauty of the world shows the beauty of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. So at the same time that we're makir the greatness of Hashem and the hakara in Hashem, at the same time we're makir the closeness that He has to us. And this stira which we live with, we're makir the greatness of Hashem, we have yira, but at the same time we have ava, because we feel the closeness of Hashem. That's ava and yira together. And that's how we're oyved Hashem. Why would Hashem? Because Hashem is connected. He formed a tremendous kesher by creating us. He's connected to our lives. He does everything for us. And that's the connection He wants us to have back. And that's the whole avodas Hashem. And that's the betachon that we have in Him. The connection that we have in Him. And the yira we have to Hashem. And all together, we say the Kaddish, we say the Baruch, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatzlacha Rabbah.